For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Appointments for the COVID-19 vaccine at Riverside and San Bernardino County-run sites are now booked for most of January. As demands continue to outpace the extremely limited availability of doses, officials are advising eligible residents on other options for receiving the vaccine. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Over the weekend, Riverside County health officials told residents to start checking with their primary care and urgent care doctors, local hospitals, and pharmacies for vaccine appointment availability. Both county health departments and state-approved community partners receive doses from the state based on population. But the problem is there are just not enough doses to satisfy demands. As of January 19th, Riverside County has received over 114,000 doses, and there are 700,000 people currently eligible to receive the vaccine. San Bernardino County has received nearly 76,000 doses, and based on census info for the area, there are around 260,000 seniors who are eligible. In both Riverside and San Bernardino County, residents eligible for the vaccine include people age 65 and older and workers in healthcare and long-term care. Riverside County is also now giving vaccines to teachers, law enforcement, emergency services personnel, and food and agriculture workers. To learn more about tracking vaccine eligibility and how to make appointments, visit kvcrnews.org. Bacon Jamerson, KVCR News.
County health officials are downplaying concern about one lot of the Moderna COVID vaccine that caused fewer than 10 people in California to have an adverse reaction. The community vaccination clinic that administered Moderna lot 041L20A was not in Riverside County. Although the state epidemiologist announced a pause in the vaccination campaign Sunday, it was determined the Moderna doses planned for use at the vaccine clinics in Corona, Menifee, Beaumont, and Indio were not part of the impacted lot. Any adverse reactions at the Riverside County vaccine clinics so far have been rare. The clinics are providing vaccines for those in phase 1A and 1B, which includes individuals 65 and older. Appointments are required, and those who have obtained one are encouraged to follow through. As the number of COVID-19 cases continue to rise in California, there are some signs that things may be improving, if only slightly. State Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says the surge in cases and hospitalizations from Christmas and New Year's travel and gatherings was not as bad as it could have been.
The hospital numbers, for the first time in quite some time, we've had decreased numbers. We saw an 8.5% decrease in the last 14 days, and then similarly a decrease on ICUs over the last 7 days.
Galli says the state is not out of the woods by any means, and that people must continue to wear masks, maintain social distancing, and obey regulations intended to preserve public health. He added that none of the three regions of California still under a stay-at-home order appear ready to join Northern California and the Sacramento region in relaxing restrictions. Winds were expected to gradually weaken across Riverside County today, one day after slashing Santa Ana gusts wreaked havoc in the area, toppling power lines, pushing over big rigs, and tearing the roof off an apartment building. East winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour were expected Wednesday in the valleys and mountains, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour, weakening to 40 miles per hour by Wednesday night. Only light winds were predicted for the Coachella Valley. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy rain showers were predicted to materialize over the Coachella Valley with rain and snow in the mountains. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.